Wishing you a really beautiful Thursday, and all of this week we have been covering accountability, self-compassion, self-forgiveness, and yesterday I brought you a beautiful meditation. If you've missed any of the teachings, they're all below the ones here and you can go back through them and start off the week afresh if you feel like it. Today I just wanted to do a very simple practice with you. So I started off this week talking about accountability. How do we hold ourselves accountable to what we want to do in our life? And what I actually discovered in doing that and wanted to share with you was the fact that actually we will be more accountable to ourselves and do more things when we actually stop being so hard on ourselves and focus on the positives. And sometimes when we're in periods of stress, it can be very hard to do that. So I just wanted to do a very quick mindfulness exercise with you. It'll literally take about 2 minutes of your time and we will begin. So wherever you are right now, I just want you to look around you. So look down at the clothes that you're wearing. Maybe even feel the material of your clothes. Feel that texture in your hand. What does it feel like? What does it look like? What sensation does it give on your hand when you're touching it? You're listening to this. Are you listening on a phone or a tablet or a laptop? Look at that. What does that look like? What colours are there? What's the feeling of it in your hand if you touch it? Take a moment to look around you right now. What do you see? What can you hear? Even take your hand and just run it through your hair. What does that feel like? Each strand of your hair as you move your hand through it. Even maybe touch the skin on your other hand. Are you warm? Are you cold? Is it soft? Is the skin dry? And just come back now to listening to me. What you've just done there is 2 minutes of mindfulness. You brought your attention to something else. You focused on something, the texture of something, the feel of something, the heat or the cold of your body, the sounds and the images or imagery around you. And when we're doing that, just like you've done right now, we're actually stilling the mind to concentrate on that thing. I often use this as an example. Last year I went back to play piano, and because I'm learning it again, I spend a lot of time, you know, really focusing on all the keys, what notes I'm playing, the sound, does it sound right, my hands positioned in the right way. And it really is like meditation. It's like mindfulness, because when I come out of a session, and even when I'm practicing at home, I get lost because I'm focusing on one thing. And the thoughts that might come in just fly off because I'm so focused. I'm sure there's more thoughts there. I just don't hear them or focus on them. So you have now practiced mindfulness. And in a stressful situation, it might be your first time now to do it today, and it might have felt a little bit strange or a little bit weird. But actually, what it's showing is just this really gentle way of being able to mind yourself. Take time out in 2 minutes and practice some peace and stillness. Yesterday I gave you a version of meditation, guiding you into something, getting you to visualize you. I took you away to a beautiful beach with beautiful water and sky and sun. And today I brought you right into your own reality, right around in front of you. And you know what it is? Both of those methods are doing the same thing. They're bringing you to a place of stillness, even for 2 minutes. So I wish you a beautiful Thursday. Be nice to yourself and gentle with yourself today, and I will talk to you tomorrow.